is The Guardian.
Hi, I'm Nur Haidar, coming to you from Gadigal land. Over the course of the next few days, we'll be running a special investigation in your Full Story feed called Broken Trust, which looks at the national domestic violence crisis in Australia. Queensland correspondent Ben Smee has covered the culture and attitudes inside the Queensland Police Force for years. And in this new series, painstakingly reported over the course of 2 years, he has uncovered evidence and allegations of serious police failures in several cases involving intimate partner violence, including the murder of Hannah Clark and her children. A coroner found that nothing more could have been done to prevent the deaths of Hannah and her 3 children. But Broken Trust has uncovered evidence that suggests this is simply not the case. Last year, the Prime Minister brought together National Cabinet and declared gender-based violence a national crisis. Since that announcement, an election has come and gone, with many advocates saying the issue barely registered in the election campaign. Meanwhile, statistics show that on average, a woman is killed every 8 days by an intimate partner. Broken Trust looks at one part of this larger crisis, speaking to families who say police failed their loved ones and who are still looking for answers as to why. And we hear from whistleblowers who worked inside the police force, with one of them claiming they were asked on one occasion to withhold information about a domestic violence homicide and told their role was to protect the police force's reputation at all costs. Episode 1 of Broken Trust will be in your feed first thing tomorrow. Okay, here's Ben with a preview of this special Full Story investigation.
So I think this is the file, 29th of December 2019, DV service on Rowan Baxter.
I'm Ben Smee, and as domestic and family violence continues to be a national crisis, I've been investigating intimate partner homicides for more than 2 years.
People are being murdered. These people have loved ones. These people have families, sisters, aunties.
Guardian Australia has uncovered new evidence in the case of Hannah Clark and her children.
The idea that they would essentially victim blame in this case is quite problematic.
Yes, after he incinerated all 4 of them. If they're looking post-death for reasons as to why she would have made complaints, It just makes no sense.
But this crisis goes far beyond the national headlines. Guardian Australia can reveal new information about misogynistic attitudes inside the police force and systemic failures across multiple agencies.
I still have nights when I find it very hard to sleep because things come back into mind.
Their job is to protect victims of domestic and family violence, and in that, they've failed.
We don't have all the answers.
Her body was disposed of in the boot of a car in the backyard of her home, just discarded like rubbish.
I've spoken to family members of victims who in some cases were never told the full story about what happened to their loved ones.
Why did they send him back home to her? Why?
It'd be the same if it was an Indigenous person, you know what I mean? You could ask that question.
A victim's never to blame for the violence that they experience, and a victim is certainly never to blame for their own death.
I spoke to whistleblowers who raised the alarm from inside the system.
It is another example of how police failings and their decision-making, poor decision-making, has led to the unnecessary deaths of people, particularly women and children.
And I spoke to the police about their own failures.
If what you're telling me is a fact, I expect that it would be reported as misconduct.
You can listen to Broken Trust, a special full story investigation, in your full story feed from tomorrow.